This is Living the RV Dream, episode 71 for Friday, September 14th, 2018.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Well, hello, happy campers, and welcome to another edition. Just a quick note here before we begin. I want to apologize for the audio quality of this episode. I recorded it with my portable unit on the truck on my way here to Hershey, Pennsylvania, and I didn't realize that it was a little overmodulated. So without further ado, here's the podcast. Well, hello, happy campers, and welcome to a very special edition of the podcast. Today, I'm coming to you from a rental truck. Going north on I-81 on my way to Hershey, Pennsylvania. There's a small RV show happening, and I am 3 days late, but better late than never, like they say. And if you follow me on social media or my YouTube channel, you kind of know what has happened to me. The idea was to depart from Miami, the original idea, on September 1st. And have a meetup in Daytona, and then, you know, take my time coming up north. But what did I do? A week before that, like a responsible car owner, I took the vehicle for maintenance. You know, it needed it. It needed new spark plugs and belts and brakes. It was going to be a fairly long trip, so it was the responsible thing to do, right? And then what happened? As they were doing my repairs, the car wasn't ready the first day. He told me that they had cracked a hose or something like that, and that the car would be ready the next day. But the next day, apparently, the engine was making some horrible noise, and he told me, give me another day. It's the exhaust manifold that we have to replace. The next day, he calls me. I have good news and bad news. The good news is that your car is going to be like brand new. The bad news is that we have to replace the engine. And first he told me some story like they didn't make the exhaust manifold by itself anymore. They had to replace the whole engine. But apparently what happened was that they dropped something in the engine and they ran it and they destroyed it. But anyways, 2 weeks later, we were talking on last Saturday, after many delays and many unfulfilled promises, he had the car ready with a new engine. So that same Saturday, when the car was ready, I departed, you know, late in the night, like at 10 p.m. But I said, you know, let's get out of South Florida. I'll boondock somewhere around, Fort Pierce, and then I'll continue. And that's what I did. And, I-95 north in Florida, I feel very comfortable driving at night because I've driven it so many times. And it's not really a scenic road, you know, it's just a straight, flat interstate. So that was fine. I slept in Vero Beach and continued. And with this brand new engine, and the car was running pretty well. My gas mileage wasn't the best. I was making like 8 or 9 miles per gallon, but I said, well, you know, maybe I have headwind and I don't realize it. As I approach Georgia, right after the Georgia line, and it seems to be a sign lately, the last two times that I've entered Georgia, something bad has happened to the car. But in this case, it started misfiring. It was very intermittent. So I said, maybe it's a glitch, maybe it's a bad gas, who knows? So I continued. But by the time I reached, I decided to take a more inland route, and I took I-26 west into Columbia, South Carolina, and then into Charlotte, North Carolina. But by Columbia, it was misfiring pretty bad. I said, let me try to make it to Charlotte, which is a larger city, I guess, and I know some people in the area. So if anything, you know, if all failed, you know, I could always, you know, have a shoulder to cry on at least. But I just barely made it to Mooresville, North Carolina, and
And since the job was made in Miami by Tires Plus, which is a member of Bridgestone, and Firestone is also a member of Bridgestone, I said, you know, and this is Racetown USA here in Mooresville, North Carolina. I said, they probably have good mechanics. So I went to the Firestone and I left it there. And I said, don't worry, we're going to take care of you. And you're under warranty, of course. That engine had a one-year warranty, 12,000 miles. So, but by the afternoon, they couldn't figure out what was wrong with the engine. I mean, they did, and it was some kind of plug that they had to order. It would come the next day. They had overnighted it the next day by 10 a.m. The plug arrived. So I spent the night boondocking at the parking lot of this Firestone shop. Luckily, my friend Brian Wood from RV Illustrated and The Woods online on YouTube, he came to visit. He invited me to dinner. We had a nice time chatting with him, his wife, and his daughter. And they're also RVers, and now they're boaters. And it was really cool getting to catch up with him. We had met before once, when the last time I visited Charlotte, about a year ago, actually, a little over a year ago. Well, then the next morning, the part arrived, and he put it in. And he said, we'll get you going as soon as possible. And after he put in that connector, it was a connector with one of the injectors. What he told me is that still one side was running rich and the other side was running lean. And I'm no expert, but you know, I kind of have a basic understanding of how that works. And I totally lost my train of thought, but that doesn't matter. Anyways, he'd spent all day working on that, on the car, trying different things. And by 4 p.m., he told me, you know, it's red tape now. The next part that we have to put in is $800. And you know, the original manager from Florida and the original manager from North Carolina are talking, and we'll see. Well, to make a long story short, that night another viewer, a new friend, of course, his name is Richard Lima. He lives in the area, and he offered me his house. He has a full hookups in his driveway, so I said, yes, please. And the friend of him, Barry, and also an awesome guy as well, they towed me to his home. I spent the night there and frantically looking for a truck. But of course, all that being said, Hurricane Florence is coming to the North Carolina area, so there are no trucks in the whole area except on the next day, a truck through the folks at Bridgestone, and they finally found the truck in Gastonia, and even though their mistake has been very detrimental to this whole trip of mine, at least they came through with the truck. It's a huge truck, actually. I'm towing with an F-250, which is way overkill for Minitini, the trailer. I mean, I don't even feel it back there. And it's even a little off level because the hitch, you know, I try to make them adjust the hitch as much as possible, but there's only so much adjustment they can make. This truck is a lot, you know, the hitch receiver sits a lot higher than in Minitini. I mean, than in my old Kia. Well, long story short, apparently they're towing old Kia back to Florida. So I have to return this truck to Florida in 2 weeks, or a little less now, in 13 days. So that truncates all my travel plans by a lot. That means I'm not going to be able to see New Hampshire or Vermont on this part of the trip. Although if old Kia is repaired in time, I might make a beeline back here before winter comes, although it's probably going to be next year, to be honest. And most of Maine also. I wanted to linger in Maine for a lot longer, visit my friend Renee Champagne, who lives in Auburn, and I'm not going to be able to do that anymore, because right now, you know, I'm gonna follow the plan that was kind of rigid, because we have reservations, and my wife, she's actually flying into Philadelphia, as you listen to this probably. And we're going to go to Liberty Harbor, New York. Well, first Philadelphia, then Liberty Harbor, New York. Then a little bit of Maine, as much as possible. and then Boston, Providence, and that area. And then she flies back from Boston. And at that point is where when I was gonna linger for a couple more weeks in the area and see Vermont and New Hampshire, unfortunately on my own. But, it's my job. I make travel videos. So that's how I make my income. So that was the idea. But now I'm going to have to make a beeline back to Miami after Boston. Which is it's okay. I mean, in the great thing scheme of things, I'm out of harm's way from the hurricane. I'm still gonna be able to see a little bit of the RV show. The idea was to arrive here on Tuesday on Industry Day, and now I am arriving on Thursday. And by the time I get there, I'm gonna try to get it like a late checkout from the campground or something so I can be at the RV show at least for 2 or 3 hours or 4 hours. Tomorrow morning, because then I have to leave to Philadelphia to pick up Ely. So that's what's been happening in a nutshell. It's been a little bit of a stressful month, almost the whole month, ever since they broke the engine on the old Kia. You know, that uncertainty of not knowing what's going to happen, whether I'm going to be able to follow through with my plans, has been a little nerve-wracking. And obviously, I'm only going to be able to do a fraction of this trip and only make a fraction of the videos that I was planning to make, which means I'm only going to make a fraction of the income that I was expecting to get back from this trip. Not to mention the connections that I could have made at the RV show. And anyways, at least I'm going to get to meet many of you listeners and viewers of my YouTube channel, and that'll make it all worth it for me. I also want to express my gratitude. So many people offered to help. Some people even offered to drive 4-8 hours just to get to North Carolina and drive me out of the path of the hurricane. And anyway, a gentleman, his name escapes me right now because I'm driving and I cannot look it up. He lives just south of Charlotte. He also offered me his driveway. And so many people reached out, and I don't remember everybody's names. And I haven't even been able to answer every single comment on Facebook and on Instagram, on all the social media sites. But I just want to express my gratitude because I wasn't expecting such a pouring of support and really offers of help from everybody. Everybody has been so great. Also, the managers and the mechanics at the Firestone shop in Mooresville, North Carolina, great people. Just they helped me in every way they could. They even changed one of the tires in Minitini and adjusted my hitch and didn't want to charge me anything. They said I had gone through enough. So I guess being from Miami, we're not used to that kind of VIP treatment, but I really appreciate everything everyone did for me in this past couple of days. Now I look forward to the rest of the trip. I look forward to meeting Herbie, who got me the campsite here at the Elizabethtown KOA, the Elizabethtown Hershey KOA. And at least for, I mean, less than 24 hours, see Hershey. Yeah, it's not ideal. Anyways, that's all I have for you today. A little bit of a short episode. In 2 miles, I am entering Maryland. I mean, West Virginia right now. Until the next time. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support.
2 miles. Take exit 1 for Maryland 63. Maryland 68 toward Williamsport, Boonesboro.
No, that's not really true, because I just put a destination to remind me when I was close to the state line. Anyways, until next time, thank you so much for listening and watching, and see you on the road, living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, even when there are problems.